We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shir Roich of Haratzuas, the minimum width of the straps, Bein Shal Roish, Bein Shal Yad, both the Tefillin Shal Roish and Tefillin Shal Yad, like Pachetz Ma'orich Sa'ira, should not be less than the length of a barley. The Shir Alkan Shal Roish Mimamna Asmael, and the length of the Ritzuas on the Tefillin Shel Roish, from the right side and the left side, Ad HaTabur, should be until the waist, or Lamalaman Menemaat, or a drop above it. Yoshimrim, but then he says that those that have the opinion, the Shel Tzadimim Tegiyat HaMila, the right Ritzuas should go up to the Mokum HaMila, the Kein Nochal HaChmel Chathila, and that is the Minig, the Shayad, and the many Paiskim say that the meaning is that we should make the Ritzuas even longer than that. And moreover, the right side Ritzua should be longer than the left side Ritzua. The Shayad, and the length of the Ritzua Shayad should be the length of Kadesh Yahatka when you tighten it around your arm, V'yasva Sheva Krichas, and then you wrap it around seven times al zroya on your hand, v'shalosh kriches, then three times al atzpa on the finger, v'yichaska, and then you tighten it, v'mnifzaka ritzua, and if the ritzua bein shel roish bein shel yad gets split, yas shaila a shaila should be done. What should be done? Sif yudal yizor she yitzuas b'tzar hashochel chutz. One should be careful that the back of the part of the ritzua that's meant to be outside, and if it's the black side, particularly if you have ritzuas that are black and white, black on one side, white on one side, the black side should always be out. But the Kav Chaim says that even if you have ritzuas that are black on both sides, one should try to keep the side that's always towards the outside that way. Them iraloi, if it happens in a schapper ritzua shesav of roishoi, a sav of zroya, if the ritzua that's supposed to be around your head, around your arm, turns around b'tzad alavan l'chutz, the other way, yisana a yiftav tztaka who should fast or give tztaka for having violated that. Similarly, v'chem nafal tefillin la'aretz, if the tefillin fall to the ground below natikum with the knot in their bag, yesh lo gam kein l'sanois, you should fast. And the Paiskim say that Bizman Azeh, where it's difficult for nowadays, where it's difficult for people to fast, they don't need to fast more than a half a day. And the other half of the day, the value of what they eat, the other half of the day, should give stock up. There are other things that people advise to be done. Some say you should take on a Tanis Dibur, not speak. What's not necessary, only Torah and Tefillah. Some say one should add more time to learning, particularly to learn about Hilchos Tefillin, and those will also be good ways of solving this issue. Avam Nafam Ben Taikon, if they fell where they're in their bag, Ein Tzarech L'Sanus, there's no need to fast, Ayitin Eiz Dovel Etzdakam. And the Eish L'Avram says it doesn't only mean if the Tefillin in their bag, even if they're in their cases, then it depends. If the case completely covers the tefillin, there's no need to fast. But if any part of the tefillin are uncovered or if some of the straps are uncovered and they fell, then it's maybe you should fast. But as I said, nowadays people are more lenient when it comes to fasting. Sif Tezvav. If somebody took off the tefillin because he has to use the bathroom, when he puts them on again, he should make a bracha gun. If he's a middle of Birchus Krishma when this happened, from after Baruch Hu till Shemin Esrei, don't make a bracha in that spot of the davening. Put them on without making another bracha. Lachat tefillah Shemin Esrei, and after Shemin Esrei, yimashmish behen, you should touch them, vivarach aleihem. There are, however, paiskim that say that if somebody takes off the tefillin and he was not masiach nas, he's thought about the tefillin all the time, so then there are paiskim that are more lenient in not requiring a bracha. Moreover, we just said that during the Birchas Krishma it's difficult to make another bracha. Then they say as follows. If it's Bein HaProkim, let's say between Yotze HaMoiris and Ahava Rabbah, you can make a bracha. But during Krishma, you don't make a bracha. And there are those that suggest that you never make a bracha, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. What you should do is think the bracha, and thinking the bracha will be satisfactory. Sif Tezayin. Kozman Shetfilin Olav, as long as you're wearing the tefillin, lo yisich datem enem klal. So the Mishnah Brewer explains that the definition of hesach hadas doesn't mean that you have to be thinking about the tefillin all the time. It's difficult to be thinking about the tefillin all the time while you're davening and learning. So he says, as long as a person, while he's wearing the tefillin, is not lightheaded and is not doing something which is not respectable, then, or certainly sleeping, that's called hesach hadas. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says that what a person should do is constantly, even if he's not thinking about the tefillin, he should constantly remember and be aware that he's wearing tefillin, and that is satisfactory. Chutz m'mishas tefillah shmenaseh talmud Torah, that we have to think about what we're davening or learning. Also, lachol ben sudas kva, one may not eat while wearing the tefillah a full-fledged meal. Avachiris arai, a snack, muta lachol behem, it's permissible to do while you're eating. Lisha, but sleeping, afil shinas arai, any sleeping is also behem, is also where you're wearing the tefillah. Sif zavzai, sif yod zayin. A person should constantly be holding on to the tefillin every time he remembers. And not only should he constantly be doing things to remember and be aware that he's wearing the tefillin, but the Yisoy V'Sharash Avoida should also says that while you're doing so, you should always recognize what do the tefillin represent. They represent the special bond that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And by doing so, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that will prevent you from completely forgetting about the tefillin. When you're doing so, you should first touch the tefillin shel yad, and then touch v'achka b'shel rosh, and then the tefillin shel rosh. A minig yofa, and there is a minig that l'mashbehen, that in certain parts of the tefillah you always touch your tefillin. K'shemaskim mitzvosim b'krishma, when you say krishma and you speak about k'shat mo'os ayudecha v'yol t'tofes ben einecha, k'shat mo'os ayudecha m'mash b'shel yad v'noishik, touch the tefillin shel yad and give a kiss to your hand. Shomer, when you say v'hoyle t'tofes b'nenecha, then again, m'mashmish b'shel roish, touch the tefillin shel roish v'noishik and kiss your hand. Sif yotches, mal b'kodesh v'loy meridin. The rule always is that when we speak about doing things that represent Kedusha, we always go higher, not the other way. And tefillin shel roish, a kedusha so gedolah m'shel yad, the tefillin shel roish represent a higher level of kedusha than the tefillin shel yad. Lefishesh by arba batim, you have four separate boxes which comprise the tefillin shel roish. V'gayim hashin, the shin is on the tefillin shel roish, and therefore says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'kayim ritzua shayisa b'shel roish, the ritzua that was used for the tefillin shel roish, also l'saisa shel yad. You shouldn't make it into the. They shouldn't use it for tefillin shel yad. Moreover, says the Mishnah Berurah, one shouldn't take a box, the boxes that the tefillin are in, that were originally used for the tefillin shel roish, and now begin to use it for the tefillin shel yad. Similarly, he says, one shouldn't take a box that was used for tefillin of Rashi, which are the primary tefillin for those that wear two pairs of tefillin, and now start using it for tefillin shel reinu tam. Av mishal yad, what was used for the tefillin, what was part of the tefillin shel yad, the ritzuas or the boxes, mutal asos shel roish, you could use, start using for tefillin shel roish, because that represents an upgrade. V'chein ritzuas shel yad, shel nifsaka, lamala, etzel akasher, if the ritzuah of the tefillin shel yad got ripped all the way up, v'roitzel ahavka, now you want to turn out, turn it over. Shias ata keshav katzah achron. You want to turn the ritzua upside down, usur. Because now what's going to happen is what was on top, next to the bayis, next to the tefillin, is going to be on the bottom. Ella shetzarach lasas akesha. You have to reuse the ritzua if you're reusing the ritzua. But katzah shenifsek shom. Keep the part that was on top on top. Became ritzua shalroish. The same thing applies to the ritzua shalroish. Also, lahapach, one can't reverse ma shahay b'toych hakesher shi'chutz l'kesher. What was originally in the kesher was now going to be outside the kesher. However, even though we just learned we may not switch what was in the kesher to be outside the kesher, what the halacha does allow us to do is adjust the knots on the tefillin shorosh to make it fit properly, even though by adjusting it, it may turn the part, it may end up, the part what was in the kesher will now be outside the kesher. Kis she'asu l'achzah by tefillin, v'gam hechzah by, the bag that was used to put the tefillin in, and it was actually used for that purpose, so shuv asu l'shtanch b'kisel dov shalchulin, and one may not use that bag for any other purpose, certainly something which doesn't represent a dovish of a kedusha. Regarding putting a siddur or a tehillim, or for those that wear a gantel into the bag, that is permissible, but what's best, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to say up front that this is what I want to do with this bag. I don't want to use it only for the tefillin. If the bag of the tefillin is no longer usable, or the boxes in which the tefillin were kept are no longer usable, when you don't want to use them anymore, they should be put into Sheamus. Sif your test. Ein lahachlitz is a tefillin. One should not remove the tefillin. Ad achi kedushas avol tzion. Until after he says avol tzion kshayma, when you say the pasuk shenishma chukecha. But what is appropriate, especially apir kabbalah, is certainly not to remove the tefillin until after the kaddish that's said after avol tzion. And what's even more appropriate is to keep it on till after Aleinu, and even more appropriate is before you take off the tefillin, not to learn something where wearing the tefillin. And the Prima Gadim says, if somebody's saying Kaddish after Aleinu, the tefillin should not be removed until the Kaddish after Aleinu. In a place where on the day that we have Kriyas HaTorah, there are different minhagim. Some places, which is typically Nusach Ashkenaz, puts back the Sefer Torah before we say Kedushas Vol Tzion. Nusach Sfad says it afterwards, after saying Vol Tzion and after Kaddish. In such a place, Ein Choltzis HaTfilin, so one certainly should not take off the tefillin until the Sefer Torah is put back in the Aron Kodesh. Sima ledover, and what is a pasuk that teaches that? The pasuk says, "V'yava malkum lefneim v'shem eroshem." When the king passes, that means the Sefer Torah, which is being put in the Aron Kodesh, v'shem eroshem, the tefillin should be on the head. V'yom sheish mila, in a day where it's a bris mila, ein lachlitz arach amila. Don't take off the tefillin until after the bris mila. They're both an ice, and therefore it's appropriate they should both be worn. The tefillin should be worn when the meal is taking place. Brish chaydish chaltsim tefillas kain tefillas musaf. We take off the tefillin brish chaydish before we say musaf, because we don't say keser while wearing tefillin. And in fact, if somebody is in a shul, says the Shari Tshuva, while he's wearing tefillin and they're saying keser, he should say keser, he should answer keser with them, but move it to the side. B'chalamai tzukis, and tzukis chalamai, those that wear tefillin, kulam chalsim kadam chalal, everybody takes off the tefillin before we say halal, before we take the lulav and esrog, during halal. B'chalamai Pesach, hatzibur chalsim kadam halal, b'chalamai Pesach, the people in the shul, should all, those who are wearing tefillin, should take it off before halal. B'shlich tzibur, who's wearing tefillin, we don't tell him to interrupt and take off the tefillin before he says halal. He takes off the tefillin after halal is recited.